just what is our creed? Our creed of God Unlimited, University of Healing, the Absolute Monastery, School of the Master, Far Valley Ranch, etc. What is our creed? Do we have a creed? If we have a creed, do we follow it? Do we believe it? Now, organizations write long creeds, the Apostles' Creed, all these long creeds, and thou shalt and thou shalt not, and things that they must do and stuff. But our creed is quite short. Be yourself and have fun. Now you say, that is not a religious creed. Oh my goodness, yes. Who are you? You're God. So if you be yourself and have fun, you're being God and having fun. Now, what does it mean to have fun? When you read the first chapter of Genesis, do you find God doing anything but having fun? Do you find him distressed about anything? Do you find him delighted about everything? And he said, everything he created was good and very good. I am the greatest. And this is what we say. Every time we create something, we say it's good and very good. So, be yourself and have fun is a wonderful creed. It's a creed that anyone can aspire to. Whether you're a naughty person or a nice person, you can aspire to the creed, be yourself and have fun. If you're a naughty person, it sort of accentuates and allows you to do anything that you want to do, to be as bad or as good as you want to be. You see, well, that's not very nice. Well, certainly is nice, because it's what you're going to do anyhow. Your creed is whatever your creed is. See, our creed here at the monastery, our creed is be yourself and have fun, based on the theme that everybody's God. It's true, everybody is God, whether they want to accept it or not, but everybody is God, and they act like they think God would act. Now, a murderer acts like he thinks God would act. An arsonist acts like he thinks God would act. Someone who's very unkind and he takes candy away from babies, like the dentist, you know. They think they're God. And they're acting like God. Now, you know, we have a statement that they're so mean they take candy away from babies. Well, the dentists are the meanest people on earth. They teach don't give candy to babies. They don't give candy to anybody, in fact, because it ruins your teeth, they say. Now, the candy doesn't ruin your teeth. It's not brushing your teeth after you eat the candy that ruins your teeth, because the candy just goes in your system and through. I don't say the candy is good for your system, but I'm saying it does not ruin your teeth if you follow a good dental hygiene program. So the dentist, instead of taking candy away from you, should say, after eating candy, brush. After eating lunch, brush. After eating supper, brush. After eating a snack, brush. After kissing, brush. Hey, how about that? Oh, my goodness. Isn't that a new twist on brushing? Okay. After thinking bad thoughts, brush. Aha. My goodness, how often would we be brushing? After thinking good thoughts, brush. All day long, yeah. Your electric toothbrush wouldn't hold up, Ellen. You'd have to have it in the holder every couple of seconds. But be yourself and have fun. It's a wonderful thing. It really is a wonderful thing. When you consider how beautiful life is and how grand life is, that it just is fantastic. Now, this thought for today, be yourself and have fun, is a very powerful and a very wonderful thought for today. It is something that people who think that they are dedicated students of the university do not even begin to follow. People who think that they are living the university philosophy and have lived it ever since they heard of it, you know, they're not. You know, I hate to bring this up all the time, but what is it that the Catholic saints oftentimes say? What they're quoted as saying, "Oh Lord, help thou mine unbelief," you know, and my goodness sakes, "help thou mine unbelief." Now, didn't they ever go to the school of positive thinking? They should say, "Oh Lord, help my belief. I believe, oh Lord, I believe," and you know, wonderful things would happen. But "oh, help my unbelief," what an un undesirable statement to make. In the first place, to say that you have an unbelief, you know. And the second place, to say that you want God to help you with your unbelief, so your unbelief is even more powerful. Because that's what you're saying. You're practicing in saying, help my unbelief. I would like my unbelief to grow by leaps and bounds and be just more and more positive, more and more prominent in my life, in my affairs. Now, you say, Herb, that's not what they meant. The law doesn't care what they meant. The law only cares what they say. The law takes our word and acts upon it. If you want to be happy, you must have happy thoughts. If you want to be successful, you must have successful thoughts. Now, we can compare ourselves to others, and that's a fun pastime that humans have. Comparing themselves to others, they think, oh my goodness, look at how other people are acting. Isn't that bad? Or look at how other people are acting. Isn't it wonderful? We make these comparisons. Both wonderful and bad are equally unnecessary. You be your personal best. Can you be your personal best? You are all the time. You are whatever you conceive your personal best to be. Be yourself and have fun. Be your personal best. That's the same phrase, same wording almost, you know. Be your personal best, be yourself and have fun. My goodness, it's been being said a long time and people didn't know that it was their creed. It was their creed. In athletics, many of the athletes, be yourself and have fun. Be your personal best. Now, could a coach ask more of his team, of his athletes, than to be themselves and have fun, than to be their personal best? Could a coach ask more than that? Hardly. That's the whole ball of wax right there, all rolled up in a beautiful ribbon tied around it. Be yourself and have fun. Be your personal best. We could say the creed is, be your personal best, except that your personal is always relative. Be yourself and have fun means you can reach out into a deeper understanding, your divine self, your God self, your pure self, your spiritual self, whatever you might call it. And your human self is right there too. But if you're going to be your human self, then you're going to be your animal self. You're going to be your physical body self. You're going to be your mental need for food and need for love and need for being satisfied and need for fulfilling. That's pure animal, pure animal. And we say that the humans are above the animals. Well, now, where are the humans above the animals? The humans are above the animals when the human think in a higher level. And it's not just thinking abstract, obtuse things. It's not just thinking about space and time and absolute and stuff like that. That's not human. That just exists. That's what is. But what does an animal think about and what does a human think about? And what does a divine person think about? An animal thinks about maintaining itself and survival. A human thinks about maintaining itself and survival. A divine person is. They don't think about surviving. They don't think about maintaining themselves. As Jesus said, do not the lilies grow and move, and do the flowers care whether they lose their leaves? With what greater glory God hath clothed man than he has the lilies of the field, which today are and tomorrow are thrown into the fire. Now, you know, when you draw these comparisons, you think, man, you know, we've got it all. We got the great psychologists, the great philosophers, the great religious leaders, the great spiritual masters of the universe, all speaking with one tongue about who we really are. They get kind of uptight when they talk about how can you become who you are? How can you meditate? How can you get deep into your soul? And how can you deeply understand what it is? They have problems there. There are lots of problems there. Because what was it they learned? What was the technique they had? Now, Franklin from Nigeria, he was saying that when you go into prayer, you have to follow these rules. And he gave some 40 rules. My goodness sakes. By the time you get done reading the rules, you say, to hell with meditation. To hell with going within. I'm just going to stay doing what I'm doing. Now, there's nothing wrong with Franklin, because these are his understanding. The Catholic Church gives you books and books on meditation. The Protestant churches give you books and books on meditation. The New Thought groups give you books and books on meditation. But meditation simply and purely is what you think about. And what is it you want to think about? What is it you'd like to bring about in your life? Well, then that's what you think about. And then, once you have decided what you want to think about, once you have decided what it is you want to think about, you know, then how do you get it? That's introspection, listening to the divine within you saying, make yourself ready. Make yourself an open vehicle for whatever it is you choose to have in your life, whatever it is you think about. So you've got to keep your thinking very pure and very clean and very wonderful, because if you don't do that, you know what's going to happen to you? You're going to have those other things. You're going to have those impure things, if you call them impure. You're going to have those things that you really don't want in your life. So be very careful of how you manage your world, how you manage your thinking, how you manage your life. And in being careful, be yourself and have fun. It's a wonderful thing to be yourself and have fun. It's a wonderful thing to know who you are. But that's the creed that we have. Be yourself and have fun. We say in our syllabus, we have no creed. Well, ostensibly, we have no creed. Be yourself and have fun is hardly a creed. It is just a modus operandi. It's a way of operating our life. Now, how do you want to operate your life? By being yourself and having fun, or letting someone else tell you what to do and how to think? Now, let's just take a second and add this trailer here. How do we walk our spiritual path more sincerely and more completely? How do we walk our spiritual path more than we have been doing? And because some of you have been doing it nicely and some of you haven't, but that is some of the time. How do we walk it better? Well, when we are ourselves and have fun. Now, what is ourself? What is the integrity of our human self? When we make a promise, do we fulfill it? When we make a choice, do we carry it out? When we have a desire in our heart, do we go whatever it has to be done to do it, to bring it about? Or do we just brush it aside? Do we just think it's not important? When someone is crying, do we go over and put our arm around them and say, there, there, what can I do for you? If you do, you're no better than they are. If someone is crying, and you look at them in your mind and heart and say, I see your life in balance right now. I see all in harmony in your world. I bless you. And be done. Go your way. You can give no greater gift. You can give no greater gift. As I said of the man who approached me as I was being interviewed on television in Nigeria, and he said that he wanted some money. His shirt was disheveled, his hair was uncombed. And I said, put your shirt in, comb your hair. Now you look like a wealthy man. I see you independently wealthy. And my seeing you independently wealthy is a far greater gift than any coin I could give you. But then the man interviewing me on television, he gave him a few notes. And I said to him, why did you do that? And he said, because people are watching. And I said, well, don't ever do something for other people. Always do it for yourself. Were you watching? Did that make you feel good? Did you feel good to make that man feel happy for a moment and remain like he was? You didn't change him. You didn't bring a joy into his life. He just got his money. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Beggars don't know how to be happy. Because if they're happy, people don't give them money. If they're unhappy, people give them money. So they go around with that unhappy look. But be yourself and have fun. Let you live by your creed. If your creed says that you give out loving comments, you give out powerful thoughts, your words are your power, then use them. If your creed is that anytime anybody comes along and needs something, you give it to them, whatever it may be that you have to give, you give it to them, money or what have you, if that's your creed, go for it. I don't know any human being on the face of the earth who has that creed. Even on the grants that you go seeking money with, they want to know why you want it, what you're going to do with it. There are strings, but they're okay. Those strings are okay as long as you are going to do it for the reason that they tell you you have to be doing it. And then there's no problem. But if you're going to say that you're doing something you're not doing, and you take the money, you're taking it under false pretenses, and you're only hurting yourself because your own integrity has been violated. Always be true to yourself. Be yourself and have fun. And then you got it made. You're beautiful, you're wonderful, and I love you very much. Have a great, great day.